I'm coming on this camera right now looking like a farmer.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Wherever you're at in the world, I hope it's Wednesday, because then...
That means a new What's the Juice episode.
Yes, exactly.
You didn't know where you were taking
Yeah, I don't know, but it felt like it was like going the right way.
But then you didn't know what else to say.
Welcome back to the pod, you guys. My name is Yoni.
Ikoto, and my name is Alia Zaitza. I kind of have a headache right now. It's like really to the left, like right here.
Okay, do you want an ice cube?
No. Kind of sucks though.
If you're watching this on YouTube, Alia is looking like a farmer from somewhere where she's growing her own plants and she got chickens outside.
Yeah, I actually just I just thrifted this shirt last weekend. Mm-hmm. At the Brooklyn flea market. It was the first time that I went, the one that's like under the Brooklyn Bridge. It's on Saturdays and Sundays.
It's a nice shirt. You should use that for Halloween.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. And I also, from the same rack, from the same place, I also got... Wait, I should use it for what?
I was waiting for you.
What did you say?
I was waiting for you to catch that. I was like, it's a nice shirt. You should use that for Halloween, like for a costume.
What should I be?
I don't know, farmer? But yeah, maybe.
I never get dressed up for Halloween.
Me neither.
Like, do we have any Halloween plans? Do you want to do something for Halloween?
The most I do for Halloween is like a mask, but even
now. You know, we've never been to like a Halloween event together.
I'm excited for the Halloween episode.
No, last year it was a rough one.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually, it's so funny. I was actually thinking about that today. I was walking around the Upper East Side and they go really hard on the Halloween decorations. Like some of the brownstones and like the buildings around there.
Yeah.
Like intense, like the setup outside, like the way they decorate everything.
I'm not a Halloween person.
I think it's just that we didn't grow up with it.
Yeah, we're definitely not going to do a Halloween episode this year again.
Yeah, I think we had enough. But we might, I don't know, I kind of want to go to like a Halloween event or something, maybe. Or just like have people over for Halloween. But it's also our anniversary is around Halloween.
Yo, our anniversary is either on the same day or day after.
No, it's definitely not the same day.
No, yeah, because it's the day after.
It's either like the 20, it's like the 28th, the 29th, the 30th. When's Halloween? 31st, right?
I think it's 28th.
No, it's the last day of October.
Oh, okay. Well, the anniversary we're talking about is the first day that we met.
Yes, the first date that we had was right before Halloween.
The first day we had was 2018.
Yeah.
October 30th, I think.
Yeah, or
2018? I always think it's 19.
No, 2018.
That's crazy. That's like a long time. That's 6 years ago.
Yep.
I've known you for... Since 2018, I talk to you every single day.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I think there's ever been a day that we didn't talk. Like, yeah, text, like, at something all. At all. Yeah.
Is that normal?
It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. Yo, this headache is like in my eye now. So I'm going to try to like keep it together.
Let us know if you need a break, honestly.
Yeah, I mean.
We have water right here.
We got to get through. Yeah, I kind of had a crazy like work day. I had to go all the way to Central Park and then come back. But anyways, we're here to talk about a long time in a relationship.
Okay.
How we navigate it. I would say for us, the communication isn't perfect. And we want to talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And talk about just in general, I feel like you are either... There's two types of relationships.
Okay.
There's either the relationship where both people feel like now that you're in a relationship, maybe you're even married, now that you're married, you have to share everything. You have to have the same set of friends, the same set of plans,
same free time,
same synced free time.
On Sunday, you guys do this thing together.
Yeah. And also, in general, you just like don't really have plans outside of each other. Okay.
But is that because you don't have friends? Because if you don't have friends...
No, you just have shared friends. So like if I have a plan, you have a plan. So like if we're going to hang out with like this other couple, I maybe made the plan, but like you're automatically coming if you want to or not.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's like that type of relationship.
Okay, what's
and obviously
the other one?
This is like I'm doing two extremes, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other type is where you both have, maybe you have some shared friends, but you also very distinctly have your own set of friends. So it's like you have your friends that like maybe I don't even know, and then I have my own friends that I hang out with that you might not even know, or just never really hang out all of us together.
So how do we navigate that group of friends specifically?
Yeah, because I would
like
say
that
scenario
type of, yeah.
Yeah, because we are definitely more in that category. We have some friends that we both share.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some friends that we, like, I only hang out with them and you only hang out with your own. And we don't really, like, hang out together.
Yeah.
Not that it's necessarily, like, keeping it separate.
It's just they're not your friends.
Yeah, they're just like, they're, you know, especially if it's like an activity-based friend.
Yeah, like if I go play basketball, like why would you come?
Yeah, like why would I hang out with your basketball friends? You know, it's like you're going to talk about basketball and I don't know anything about basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So this weekend, we ended up actually spending not a lot of time together.
If at all.
If at all. You know, usually I would say typically the weekend comes around. And most couples, I would say, just what I think, most couples are probably thinking, oh, it's the weekend. Like, what are we up to? What are we doing?
Okay.
Would you agree with that?
Most couples. Obviously, we don't know.
Okay,
most
how do
couples.
You feel about just like in a relationship? You know, it's Friday or it's Thursday, you know, like the weekend is coming up.
Okay, the weekend comes around and you live with someone, maybe you're married or that's just boyfriend, girlfriend, but you guys live together, right? You have a relationship. I feel like it's a little bit different if you live with them or if you guys live in separate households. I think that plays a part that I feel like I can't even think about what the exact difference is, but I feel like if we live together, if I'm going somewhere on a Sunday, it's like, why are you not coming with me?
Well, it depends where you're going. But my question is, it's Thursday, you know, tomorrow's Friday and then Friday night, which is usually when the weekend starts.
Yes.
And then you have full Saturday, full Sunday. When it's Thursday and Friday's coming around, are you thinking at all like, oh, okay, the weekend is coming around. We're going to have time for us to just like hang out and do an activity together. Like, what should we do? Should we go out to dinner?
We usually do. And I do think about that.
You do think about
that. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know that during the week, we work so much. So it's like when the weekend is there, I have those things that I do on every Sunday, which is basketball. And then sometimes if we do something right after basketball with that same group of, you know, same group of people.
Right. That's usually like in your schedule every Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. But for sure, basketball. And that's like 2-3 hours out of my Sunday in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, I mean, it all depends how much work did I get done during the week.
True. And that's also for me too.
If I've been slacking during the week.
Or if like things
I don't have
came
a weekend.
Up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going to keep doing this during the episode because I just need to massage my
head. No, you get what I'm saying? Like, it depends on how much work I got done during the week. And then if I didn't get everything done, I'm just going to work through the weekend. And it's not good. It's not good to do that. But in my head, somehow I'm okay with that because I'm paying the price for slacking.
Yeah.
Monday comes around and that shit is not going to happen again.
Yeah. I do think even though it ebbs and flows in the sense that like sometimes just for me personally, there's weeks that I am like really intentional with my time and I do a really good job of like getting a lot of things done during the week. So then my weekend is freed up and I very specifically, I'm like, I ain't doing shit. And then
so
sometimes
good.
I'm really not good at it. I would say like this past weekend, Saturday, I was kind of working the whole time except for in the evening. And then Sunday, I was free pretty much. But I feel like that's something that would help you is just being very much. It's kind of like that same idea with, you know, you can't really do anything. You can't go hang out with your friends until you've done your homework.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know about that.
And I feel like that's something that you still kind of like struggle with a little bit just when it comes to like finishing your work because you're only hurting yourself at the end of the day.
I know. Like, I need to get to this mindset of like, you know, but also I don't want to see, I never wanted to look forward to the weekend because this is when I'm free. Like, I feel like I don't want to look at life that way.
Yoni and I always debate which languages we're going to teach our future children. And it's seeming like I will have to improve my French because I do not want them talking behind my back when they get older. I've actually taken French classes in school for years, but something about the way it was taught never really stuck. But I recently found out about Rosetta Stone, one of the most trusted language learning programs available for both desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. I have to say one of my favorite features has to be the fast language acquisition, the way that you get immersed in the new language with no English translations, so you are constantly just learning how to speak, listen, and think in that language, which in my experience is key in picking up a new language fast. You pick up the language naturally, starting with words, and then you get to phrases and then sentences. They have 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Chinese, the list goes on. The built-in True Accent gives you immediate feedback on your accent and helps with speech recognition, which I also think is really key. It's also very convenient as you can learn on the go from your phone or your desktop anytime and anywhere. And of course, of amazing value with its lifetime membership of all 25 languages. So I say don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. What's the Juice listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. So visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. So redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. But the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I want to finish work, whatever I got to do on Monday. Because we do this thing where we work until 10 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, last night I worked until 2 a.m. But anyways. You know,
and I want to be able to wake up early and finish work like most people, even though we work from home. Like most people, they get off at 4, maybe 3, maybe 5.
Yeah.
After 6, 7, 8, we shouldn't be working.
Yeah.
Like we need to figure out how to like not do that, because then during the week... Because how many times if we end up going somewhere, like we see people like sitting outside in New York and then we're like, damn, people just got time.
Yeah, that's just different, you know.
And I want us to get to that point.
But that's also like even during the weekday, being like starting work at a certain time and like being like, you know, the most productive that you can. So you do get a lot done. And then 7 or 6 comes around and you're like, you know what? I'm good with like closing the computer because I did a lot of shit.
Yeah. And let me go get a margarita or something.
Yeah. And actually hanging out during the week.
It feels so good.
It feels really
It feels
nice.
Like you got your shit together.
It feels like I have a life.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not like, oh, it's the weekday. I'm locked in this apartment, you know?
Yeah.
But going back to
the weekend.
Alone time. Yeah. So this weekend, we basically had kind of our own plans. On Saturday, we were both working. And then I think, was it Saturday that we got dinner or was it Friday?
Where do we go?
We like had dinner at that Korean restaurant.
Oh, right.
I think that was Friday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was Friday, which was actually really nice.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good. But what happened on this Saturday is, this weekend, is that I didn't get all the editing done for Sunday's Patreon, and I ended up working on Sunday.
On Sunday morning.
Which is the day that usually you don't want to be working, but there's Yoni just trying to get shit done.
And usually...
I didn't have basketball that morning, so I even had more time to hang out.
Yeah. You only had a plan to like hang out with some friends at like
later
5 or something like that. And this weekend, I had no social plans. I had no... Actually, a lot of my friends were like out of town or just like not available. I had a friend who was like sick that we were going to hang out and didn't. Anyways, so I kind of was just like solo dolo out here in these streets. And I honestly was so fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, I was so good to just, you told me you're like, I have plans. I was a little like frustrated that you had to finish the podcast on Sunday morning because I was like, this is kind of like our only opportunity to like maybe go somewhere, like get a coffee or like just do something not work related. Cause we get sometimes in this cycle where yeah. we like constantly are working. And even though we're like spending time together, it's not time together where we're just hanging out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was a little bummed by that. But then, I don't know, I feel like it's really important to know how to, one, communicate about alone time, either needing it or wanting...
Alone time, yeah.
Sorry. Wanting alone time, but then also maybe expressing when you feel like your other person isn't prioritizing together time and they're only making time for their own plans.
Because
I think there's like this sweet spot and everybody's different.
Yeah.
But it's like if every weekend for the next 3 weekends, like we've not done anything together and we've only prioritized our other friends. And maybe it's like, well, I just ended up doing things by myself because every weekend comes around and you've had plans with this person, then this person, then this person. It's like you have to communicate that. And you have to just be like, for the past couple weekends, you know, we haven't really like done anything together and you've kind of filled up your schedule with like other people,
yeah.
you know? And then I think it's just about communicating and then realizing that you need to prioritize that, but then not just that. You need alone time and you need time together.
Yeah, I think time together is one of those things that if you don't pay attention to it, you can end up never have like time together because you work, especially if you work together.
Yeah, if you work together and you live together and you work from home
exactly.
together.
Exactly. So then
it's an illusion that you're together, yeah. which like you are, but you're not actually spending time together that's intentional and it's quality.
Right. So then you end up hitting up your friends. Hey, let's do this on like your free day because yeah. you're thinking, I've been with my partner all week. I've been, quote unquote, yeah. been. But then Sunday, it's you guys' only day to maybe like take a day trip or do something together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, or maybe just like go get coffee
yeah.
where you're not talking about work, you're not doing something for work,
yeah.
you're not working at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Because I think, and I would say like we sometimes get in this routine where because we're physically together all the time, and it is true, like we have those moments throughout the day when we're just like talking, hanging out, joking, laughing.
But it's not, you know, it's not intentional.
But like it's not for like, we don't do like sometimes it's a while, like a lot of time goes by where we don't make a plan to like go eat at a restaurant together.
Yeah.
I find myself like going to restaurants with other friends more than we go.
Hmm.
You know?
When?
No, it's like I have like during the week and on the weekend, I'm like
thinking I know what
my
you
other friends.
Yeah.
Because I see you all the time. So I'm thinking like, oh, what should I do this weekend?
But I think that's fine.
I think that's fine. I agree. But I think...
Because you do see me all the time. Like from the moment you wake up and until we go to bed.
It's
like,
true. But I would like to express that I do want us to do more activities together. Like today when I went to the park and I called you and I was like, babe, it's so beautiful over here. Side note, Central Park is where it's at, okay? If you live in Brooklyn, we live in Brooklyn now, and yeah, Prospect Park is cute, but has nothing on Central Park. I know like Brooklynites like to be like, no, Prospect Park is way better. Central Park is where it's at. Really? I'm sorry, it's iconic.
I haven't explored both enough to make that.
I mean, I've only been to Prospect Park a few times, but I don't know. It's like every time we go there, I'm like, it's cool, but something about Central Park just has this essence about it. But anyways, when I was there at the park today, I was walking around. It was kind of like 3 p.m. or something. It was a beautiful day.
Are the leaves changing?
Yeah, the trees are changing. There are leaves on the ground. So, so beautiful.
There's always jazz music at Central Park. There's always someone playing.
Well, there's also so many areas. There's like lakes here, lakes there, bridge, this, that. And I called you and I was just like, babe, we need to like come here on like a day and just, you know.
You texted me first. You said, babe, you need to come here.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, right now?
And then I called you because I was just like, it's so nice. And I realized how we need to make more time for intentional activities together that are not work related and that are just us doing something together, like walking around in the park.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
You know?
Yeah. I think, I think personally for me, I need to do a better job at that. I feel like because we do spend so much time together, I think on the weekend, whenever I am actually free, I'm thinking, okay, who have I not seen in a while?
And I feel the same way too.
Because then I end up forgetting that we,
even though we've seen each other.
Yes, we haven't actually like gone anywhere intentionally together to just spend time and not work.
Yeah.
But after seeing each other for 6 days straight,
I'm like, I want to see someone else.
It's not that you're tired of seeing them, but you don't even realize that you guys actually didn't hang out.
Yeah. And that's okay. I feel like sometimes I feel that more than other times. Like there's some weeks and there's some like that the weekend comes around and I'm like, I'm trying to hang out with other people.
And that's fine, too.
And that's fine.
And I want you to.
And I want you to, too. Like, this weekend, that's exactly what happened, where, like, I didn't really have any plans. And you had plans. And in a way, I was like, well, what am I going to do? You know, I was, like, trying to think about it. And I could have been selfish and been like, well, like, you don't want to hang out. Like, this is our only day when we're, like, you know, free or whatever.
I'm so glad you didn't do that.
But I didn't do that because, one, I know that you, in general, don't make as many social plans. I feel like now you're starting to a little bit. You're starting to prioritize your friendships in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've even told you that. I was like, I think you need to, like, you know, like, prioritize these, like, little relationships that you've made and people that you've met, but you haven't, like, built on that.
Yeah. I would meet someone one time and be like, very nice to meet you, good vibes and everything, and then just, like, never hang out.
Yeah. Even though you actually want to.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm glad that you're doing that. And this weekend was exactly that, where I was just like, I'm also, like, I'm good to do my own thing. That's the thing. Like, this weekend, I mean, like, work's been crazy, but I think I've also, like, really learned how to have fun by myself.
Can you tell us about your date in the city?
Yeah. Like, I really felt like I went on a date with New York. I don't know if you guys know the reference of Sex and the City season, like, 6 or 5 or something, when Carrie has this whole episode where she's talking about how she's on a date with New York. Mm-hmm. And how she's just like, I'm just dating the city right now. And I feel that to my core, especially since we've come back.
Dating the city right now. Okay.
Where you're like, there's so much to do and there's so much beauty and action and energy that you can do so many things and you can feel so enriched and full of, I don't know, like inspiration and energy from just walking around.
Does it feel different doing that by yourself and doing that with me? Like, when you're out walking, is there a difference?
I mean, yeah, there's like a difference. You know, if I'm by myself, I'll probably like have my headphones on and like play some jazz music, like the stuff that I like, you know, that kind of like harmonizes what I'm like looking at, you know. Yeah,
and then give us that soundtrack.
I get like a little treat, like I get like my pastry or something, or I go to this like specific food spot, or I get like some sushi, and then I go to the park, or I go to this coffee shop and read, or like something like that, you know. I'm like slowly perfecting my alone time.
Yeah. You know why I laughed?
Why are you laughing?
Because anytime you list something, you drag the last word, right? So you get, I go to a coffee shop, and then I walk outside, and
it's
I get
me time to think what I'm saying,
and then I get a little coffee and a pastry.
I guess I do though.
Yeah, no, I get it, and I want to do the same thing.
I feel like you still need to perfect your alone time.
I need to perfect my alone time, but I feel like I would rather perfect my social life. Because yeah. I met so many people here, so many dope creatives that we need to start doing things. Mm. Like going places, going to galleries together. Like I never had friends that I can talk about art with. And here I find it like so much.
Yeah. I get
that. You know, like I never really had that in Seattle.
Yeah.
But here, like, I connected with so many people who are into the exact same shit that I'm into.
And now you have
and
to take
And anytime,
it.
Like, that we hang out for that first time, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like, I could never speak to someone who understands and maybe even does the exact same thing that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a special feeling.
Yeah.
You know, so I would rather, like, do that more.
Yeah, because you haven't really been doing that.
Yeah, than hanging out by myself. Like, I don't know. I don't really care too much about... I'm a really social person.
Yeah, no.
Like hanging out by myself, it's like, okay, but I can like go see people and do something. Like I'm not saying that I'm not good with being by myself, but like why? If I have friends who can like inspire me.
Yeah, but like sometimes it just works out that what I'm saying is like also it's about being good and also excited that if it just happens that you got no plans, people weren't available, people are out of town, I got my own plans, and you're kind of forced into having a Sunday alone.
You know what I would do?
What would you do?
Take the city bike and just bike around. Go to Manhattan and bike around the whole city.
Yeah, and that's just your thing.
And take photos.
Maybe grab a pizza somewhere.
Yeah, and that would be like my date with the city.
Yeah.
Go to places that I like never been to. You know, there's New York is so big. New York is huge. So every single day you can, even if you live here, in 1 year, even if like you went to, in 365 days, each day, if you went to a new spot, you would still have days left over to do new shit. Wait, did I make sense?
More spots to figure out. Yeah.
I was trying to say something. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, where like if I have no, sometimes I choose to just do something by myself and I'm like, I don't have the energy, like maybe it's been a crazy week and I'm like, I actually want to just do my own thing.
And you do that when your social meter is low. You're like, you know what, today,
and maybe I just wasn't even social that week, but I just was like, I've been looking forward to just doing what I want without considering anyone else's wants. You
know? Yeah.
Wait, I was gonna say something.
It's important to do that.
Oh, sorry, my head hurts.
Still, we're going to give you a good massage after this.
But I do feel, to conclude, if you're in a relationship, I feel like it's healthier to look at it as you're two individuals that choose to be together versus like now you become one thing.
Yes, I understand.
You're one thing all the time on all fronts. And you like share everything and you share all your friends. And I think it's totally okay to have separate social lives, to go get dinner and things with like other people.
I feel like there's some people out, and I don't know this for sure, but okay. I feel like there's definitely some relationships out there that they maybe feel bad when they go do something by themselves because maybe their partner might not have a social life. You know, you got to think about that. Like, what if you're dating me, right? And I don't have a social life at all. I'm kind of like a loner other than being with you.
Okay, but
I don't
is
really
that,
have anybody
like,
else.
Do you want to have a social life? Or
no,
just...
you want to, but you're just not that social. You're kind of just like a quiet person. But then your person is like outgoing and they have friends. Like, how does that relationship work?
Well, so, I mean, my question again is like, you as the quote unquote loner, are you comfortable being are you like just introverted? Like, are you good to just be at home in your homebody? Or like, does that bother you? Because I would say like as an adult, most of the time, if you're somebody that is a homebody, likes to be at home, is introverted, then like you wouldn't want to be forced to have a social life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get exactly what you mean, but I just don't think it's good
to,
as an adult, to just, because being a homebody doesn't mean you're home by yourself all the time and you don't have friends. Homebody, you can be like a social person, but then like on the weekends, you just at home. Like you don't go out, you don't go out to the clubs. To me, that would be the definition of a homebody. It's like when people go out to do shit, you just at home chilling, watching TV. That's a homebody.
I mean, that, and it can also be someone that is like, they really enjoy being at home.
Yeah.
Like I would say would you say I'm a homebody?
Yeah, definitely. Me too, though.
Yeah.
But we're also very social.
That's what I'm saying. And also I enjoy going outside and doing shit outside.
Yeah.
By myself or with others.
I guess everybody got a different definition.
But basically I wanted to say is that like in general, all of this alone time social with people, it's all about communicating, making sure that if you want to specifically prioritize hanging out with your person, tell them that. Say, hey, babe, I was thinking like maybe this weekend, you know, like we can find some time where we can just like go to the park, mm-hmm. or we can like go get dinner somewhere. Or like, what are you thinking for Saturday night? Do you want to like do something together? Do you want to do our own thing? Do you want to hang out? Like, it's all about communicating what you're thinking, seeing what they're thinking. If sometimes you're going to be out of sync. There's times when we're out of sync and you're like, I want to hang out together. And you're like, oh, I was like really trying to like do this or go to this place or go to this thing, which is like maybe something I don't want to do. And then you can choose to be selfish and make that person be like, well, I don't want to do that. And I want to spend time together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I hope nobody does that. Like, be selfish. And you have to, I don't know. I mean, you're right. When you're out of sync like that, it's, you just have to, I'm never going to make you feel bad for doing something you want. Like yeah. you know, if, let's say I really want to go out with you and do something, but you want to do something else, go and do that. We have other days we can do it.
And it's also fine. I just think it's about like, you're right. And also about achieving balance in a bigger picture. Not just this week.
Yeah.
It's about like, okay, did last weekend, we didn't spend any time together. Now this weekend, we're not spending any time together. Next weekend, I want to spend time with you, but you don't really want to spend time. Then it's like out of balance. Yeah. And we got to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know? But then it's about like looking at it from like maybe, I don't know, like a month worth. And at the end of the day, I feel like it's very important for everyone that no matter what situation you find yourself in, is like, yeah, communicate, etc. But then like if you end up being alone on the weekend for whatever reason, or you have like a good stretch of time where you're just doing your own thing, got no plans, like learn how to have a hella good time by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wherever you live, like there has to be, we all still have our single girl behavior within us, that it's like, you know, when you're out and about in an evening and I'm just at home, there's something I feel inside that I'm like, I have the whole apartment to myself and I don't do anything crazy.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a nice feeling where I'm just like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm going to really set it up. I'm going to shower.
Yeah,
I'm
going to do this.
And there's something really nice about knowing that it's like, I'm here by myself for a little bit.
Sometimes when I
you know,
sometimes I come home and I'm out, and then I come home and then Alia would have like the lights dim, some candles, some jazz. I'm just like, oh, wow, this is nice.
I'm cooking some dinner. I'm watching my show.
Yeah, I love seeing that.
You know,
that's like self-care, low-key.
Yeah. And there's something about like, I don't know, even though I love sharing the space with you, when I know you're going to be out for like a while, or like you're doing something and you won't be back for a minute, whatever it is, like, I kind of like think about the time alone in the apartment that I'm going to have for a while, where I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm just going to really like do it for me, you know?
Yeah.
As you should.
And this episode also, if you're single listening to this, because not everybody is in a relationship,
true,
right? You can totally also, well, I guess.
Apply this with like friends.
Yeah.
In the sense that I like, you don't have like every weekend doesn't have to be that it's like you got to hit up all your friends to make plans with everybody.
Yeah. Like, think about like, what can you do like for yourself by yourself?
Yeah. You know, it's like if you
I'm trying to think
had
back,
to have one day.
Yeah.
Full day by yourself. It's like, let's say it's like a beautiful Sunday.
Do you hit up your friends or do you take that Sunday for yourself?
I mean that, but also let's say you want to hang out with your friends, but no one's available. Everybody got plans, right? You're like, answer this to yourself right now. If you're listening, it's Sunday. Nobody can hang out. Mm-hmm. So you have no choice but to hang out by yourself.
It's 80 degrees outside.
Do you feel frozen? Do you feel like paralyzed? Like, oh, I don't know what to do by myself, whatever. Or are you going to embrace it and you're just going to be like, you know what? I'm about to have a great ass day all by myself. And then these, like, you already can think of, like, what the perfect alone day would be. Yeah. You're going to go here. You're going to get in this outfit. You're going to go to this place, get this food. Then you're going to walk over there, then bike over here, then see this. Maybe go to a museum, read your book on the park bench. Like, yeah. Who knows? You know, answer that for yourself. And actually answer that in the comments if you're listening to this. Just comment below, like, if you got an answer to that question.
Like, I feel like we haven't done that. Like, let us know in the comments below in a while. We haven't done one of those.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we used to do the... Like, if you got to the end of the episode, comment this word. But we haven't
totally forgot. Yeah, this one, we're just going to answer Alia's question.
Yeah. But that's it.
I think we're done.
That's it for the episode.
That wraps it up.
We're going to go over to Patreon. And kind of related to this episode, I'm going to share a story about a guy friend that I made today. Or not today. This weekend.
Man. All right. I don't know. I haven't heard the story.
Well, I mean, it's not really like that big of a story. It's more like I just want to
talk about know how you became friends with him. That's it.
Okay. And I want to talk about, I know we've talked about it before, but just the idea of like being friends with the opposite sex. Not best friends. I think we already talked about how that's not really like, it doesn't really make sense because you're in a relationship. So it's like, you're my best friend. Why do I need another guy best friend?
Yeah.
But I also want to talk about, we'll talk just about it on the podcast. Friends. Yeah, we'll talk about it on Patreon. Friends. Just like normal friends, but also like, what's normal friends, you know?
What's a normal friend? And why do you need another guy friends? Like, what does that look like? Do you go play tennis with him together? Like, how many times? Like, is there like a limit to your friendship?
Yeah, let's like, do you text? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Anyways.
Do you FaceTime?
Oh, shit. We'll see you guys over on Patreon for that episode. But thank you so much for listening.
Great episode
here today. I still have a headache, unfortunately. I don't know what's, I think I just like didn't really drink enough water.
I told you to stay hydrated today.
Yeah,
right?
I drank coffee and yeah. Anyways, so thanks all for right. listening as always.
Bye, and shout out to everyone's dog. I appreciate you listening. If you got to the end of this episode, you are a real one. Okay
all
right
okay
all right bye
okay bye
bye.